You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be with.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook points.
Every Tuesday morning and right around this time, we get together and discuss the happenings on Facebook fights. In Facebook fight bout number one, it's a totally made-up story. Sound familiar? Seems to be a totally made-up story in the news going around right now. Seems to be. Only this has to do with a baby. It's Facebook fights bout number one.
Jack starts us off.
Start us off, Jack.
Okay, y'all. It's over. I went and got a pregnancy test last night. Negative. She's been making me feel like a POS for 8 months because I left her when she was pregnant. She even made me take her to the hospital after the negative test. They have no record of her. Apparently, she's been grabbing ultrasound pics from the internet. My family actually let her move in with them because she, quote, she shouldn't have to do this alone. WTF!
Oof. Dom jumping in. Damn. Oh, 8 months of faking it?
Then Denny says, hey, you should have met my first wife. 4 years of faking it. Ah, LOL.
Denny, I don't think we're talking about the same thing, okay?
Yeah.
Here's Angie. I went to college with a girl who said she had cancer, got out of lots of classes, and used her treatment donations to visit Europe. Must have visited one of those religious fountains because when she came back, no more cancer.
Hey!
I apologize to everyone who came to the baby shower. You will get your gifts back.
Don't want it back, bad juju.
Hey, I want mine back. Hashtag gift card.
Confession time, Jack. I didn't go to her shower, but if there are leftover gifts, I'll take one.
That's weird. She said you were there.
Think about it, Jack. It's not really that weird for her.
Yeah.
Hashtag made up a person.
Wow. You know what I really liked about this and doing the research for this? There were comments underneath this post about the girl faking the pregnancy, and there had to be 10 stories just like it from other people that had that experience. Right up to somebody that had scheduled a C-section for a non-existent baby and then just disappeared.
Yeah, well, at a certain point, you gotta...
Yeah, wow. You can only go all in for so long on a baby. Or a fake baby.
And in bout number two, you just gotta watch what you say or the way that you say it. If you know what I mean. It's Facebook fights bout number two. Starts with Jill.
I'll never be okay.
Dave says... Are you okay?
Tim now, hey, dumbass! She wrote that she'll never be okay, and then you ask if she's okay. What the hell, dude?
I didn't mean it like that. I'm not challenging her status. I'm just trying to help.
Here's George. Oh, Tim is a delicate little flower, isn't he?
And what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, it doesn't mean that I actually think you're a thin, leafy bit of brightly colored vegetation who can only thrive in direct sunlight. It means don't take everything so literally.
Kiss my ass. Which doesn't mean that I actually want you to kiss my ass, because even my flat, pasty, white ass has standards.
Okay, guys, I think we're good here. This is about Jill.
And you can also kiss my ass, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, eat me. I'm trying to defend you.
Okay, I hope you both die in a house fire. And I really mean it. Like, I really hope you burn up in a flaming house.
I'm still not okay.
And now is not a good time, Jill.
And all of you should get off my page. And I also really mean it.
Went a little literal. That goes sideways.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's weird.
Yeah. Went way sideways.
I'm worried about Jill here.
No one cared about Jill after the initial. Yeah. It was a fight over what the guy meant, I guess. In bout number three. This is one of those public pages. Like you might have a neighborhood page or something. This is for a small town. And it starts with Russ. It's Facebook fights. Bout number three.
Please never do that shiz again. There's no reason for a bunch of fire trucks with their sirens blaring to be escorting a school bus through town, all because they won an effing basketball game.
Why did it bother you?
Walt jumps in. They've been doing that since before you was a glimmer in your papa's eye.
James jumping in now. Yeah, these things bother you less after you hit puberty.
I was playing Fortnite and it rattled my concentration.
Again, hit puberty, 12-year-old.
No, I get gaming. I game, not Fortnite, though. I think that's poop. What I'm asking is, why the fuss over sirens? Concentrate harder.
Easy for you to say. I've got money in this game.
And I've got money in my house, which, like the small town that's it's located in, it has small town customs. Why don't you move?
Why don't you stop with the parades?
Why don't you get better at them video games, and maybe we'll have a parade for you.
Without those effing fire trucks, I hope.
Well, you better hope your house never catches fire the way you've been hating on those fire trucks.
I haven't heard a word from the fire department.
You haven't? We're all volunteers. We've read every idiotic thing you've written here. I'm with Walt. Hope your house doesn't catch.
Anybody got the number for a reliable mover? Hashtag screwed myself. Hashtag hot. Hot!
So you've been insulting the fire trucks to the all-volunteer fire department. Am I reading in here correctly?
Good job, genius.
Nice job. Welcome to town, son. Welcome to town. Facebook fights. Every Tuesday morning and around this time, if you see a conflict online, grab a screen capture and pop it over to rumble at fm99.com. We do it every Tuesday right around this time.